Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter. Grand Isle is the target, and Darryl, looks like we got a front moving in, and it's probably going to be around your area by this afternoon, maybe midday. What you think?
Yeah, from everything I'm seeing on the weather, on everything, it's going to be probably later this afternoon before the actual rain gets here, but it doesn't matter because of sucking effects here. If you're going to fish this morning, you're going to have to fish, you know, for the most part, to be pleasurable, you got to fish right behind Grand Isle because that south, you know, that wind's got that south, southeast, southwest all component to it, and it's probably up to about 20 miles an hour already. So, yeah, it's going to be a windy day. It's going to be a high tide day because, of course, we're on a falling tide now, but that tide came up real high last night with that wind. So, I mean, yeah, it's just one of those pre-storm days. It's, if you go, you need to stay close, be careful. And, you know, just make sure you got a plan to get back if that weather pops up on you.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is going to happen once the front comes through? We're looking at north winds by Monday and maybe a little cooler temperatures.
Yeah, Don, and look, it's kind of already been happening. I mean, we're actually starting to get somewhat of a consistent redfish bite. Yeah, I mean, we're having to travel a long ways, you know, to find land anymore, but getting up in the marsh, you know, between here and Lafitte has been actually pretty daggum good and been producing a lot of redfish, a lot of keeper reds. Now, there's still a bunch of bulls mixed in with them. From a couple of the other guys that have been using shrimp, I've been getting some of the first reports of sheephead starting to gang up. They're occasionally getting on a sheephead bite where there's more than just a stray one here. You know, it's four or five or six of them together. So the sheephead are starting to gang up. And, of course, we're still pecking away real good at those white trout and, you know, occasional specks mixed in. And everybody is saying the same thing. I mean, we've been reporting that they're inconsistent. But every speck of trout we're catching, I mean, when we do catch them, there's no measuring them. It's all, you know, I mean, last week my average was probably 2.5 to 3 pounds. I mean, they're all big trout. I mean, there are no gangs, no schools of them around right now, but when you do catch them, they're all big ones, stragglers trying to catch up with the rest of the migration.
Yeah, well, that's some pretty good news. As far as the redfish, we're starting to hear some people, you know, that redfishing is perking up on the east. Now, over on the west, Kirk says it's still, he thinks it got hit really hard by the freeze down there. What do you think the redfishing situation is going to be this fall?
Well, we got hit pretty hard with the freeze, for sure. I can tell you, though, I mean, our red fishing was already down because of, you know, all of the other factors that we had. I mean, it's a little controversial, but I've seen earlier in the year, we saw a whole lot. We had a good spawn, so we saw a whole lot of small redfish. So, you know, signs are hopeful. I mean, our decrease limit and everything ought to preserve some of them. I'm hopeful that we have a decent redfish year.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing anything about the snapper fishing? You know, I'm waiting,
sir,
to get a closure on it. They were at 97% of the quota, so, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to shut down any day now.
No, I haven't, Don. And you know, I mean, I can only go judge by the two or three marinas that I see. And, you know, last week there might have been one or two offshore boats running around. It just doesn't look like there's been a whole lot of effort, leastwise not from this area. But, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they always say we need to finalize these numbers. Sometimes I don't understand. I mean, I understand their charge is to maximize access. But if you're within 3% of the closure, go ahead and close it before you go over and have a repayment, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, the repayment is not fun when you got to take them off of next year's quota. But, you know, certainly you got to give Lac Creole credit for putting that program together. It certainly has allowed and brought back a lot of the snapper fishermen in Louisiana, given a lot more opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They need to apply that. They need to go ahead and apply it to the entire fishery. They need to bring the federally permitted boats in with it to where they make everything a level playing field. I mean, the federal permit boats need to have the same limits and same catch quotas and everything as the non-permitted boats. And just bring it in all in the L.A. Creole, which is a much better system.
Absolutely. Well, Dow, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get a trip or get some information at the about the Grand Isle area and some of the areas close by, tell them how to get you.
Well, Don, as always, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find a lot of the information they need at my site at RealScreamers.com. Or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, very good. Dow, one last quick question for you. LCBA, Louisiana Charter Boat Association, I'm sure they're going to be represented at that commission meeting with regard to the Menhaden boats, huh?
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. There are probably multiple captains there, and I'm sure Richard's going to be there.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Look forward to your report next week, Dow. Hopefully get through this weather and get some good, nice fall-winter fishing in.
Thank you, Don. Have a good day.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, when we come back after the top of the hour break, we're going to get back to some of your text messages. Thanks to all of you who are texting in with your comments, questions, and reports. We also have Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. We got a paddler's report for you. We're also going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, and we'll chat with the directors of the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival going on at Pelican Park in Mandeville today and tomorrow. I'm talking about Gene Hebert and Emile Broussard. So we got a busy show. And, oh, don't forget, we got a bad boy of the outdoors story to tell you about. All coming up in the next hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.